Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the inaugural edition of the Pingyao Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon International Film Festival. I'm very pleased to be joined by the great filmmaker and the man who launched this festival, Jia Zhangke. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So we start off with the questions. Huh? What can we tell our listeners about the festival?
平遥国际电影展今年是第一届。
This year is the first year of Pingyao International Film Festival, and it's held in a very old city, a very old province, Shanxi, here in China. And Pingyao is a very ancient city. It has 2,700 years history. So, and we brought a very fresh festival here to this old city. And we focused on two things. One is we focus on young filmmakers, and we pick up very outstanding films all over the world, and to bring them here to show to our audience, to show to the industry. And number two, we focus on non-Western films. It's like we pay more attention to the Asian film, African film, like from the film from East Europe, from South America. We want to like create an interaction between this area and between the film from this area. It's not we are saying it's nothing to do with his Western films. We just want to make it more like diversity.
And why is this the perfect city to have a festival like this?
因为我觉得过去中国的大中国已经有几个大型的电影节，比如说上海。
So we already have like really fancy big festival here in China, such as Beijing International Film Festival and Shanghai International Film Festival, and they are all very like large city and very developed city in China, but. Here in but China is a really large country. It's a huge country. We have a lot of like small cities. They also have like strong needs to the cultural activities, to cinema. So I really want to bring them, bring that kind of thing from a big city to the small city. And furthermore, Pingyao is a very historical city. It has a beautiful culture here, as you can see outside. And it is the only city that really well maintained from Ming Dynasty. So as I said before, it has 2,700 years history here. So and the third thing is about the transportation. After the developing of the Gaotie, the transportation has been trained, so it only takes 3 hours to come here from Beijing or Shanxi. So it's really convenient. Ocean is very convenient.
当然，另外一个呢，就是如果我们今天还在中国大的城市举办。
And the other reason why I didn't pick a big city because I really want to build like this whole film palace for the audience, because in the big city the cinema is also like in shopping mall. You have to go from shopping mall to shopping mall. I really hate that kind of thing, like you have to watch film in a shopping mall. That's not good. So I really want to create a specific art space for all the cinema fans and for all the filmmakers. So that's why I'm doing it, so it can help you like really emerge into this atmosphere, into cinema.
So I guess you want to celebrate something you love, cinema, in a place that you love.
What I want to do is let the audience, like all the cinema fans, and really enjoy the atmosphere, really enjoy this kind of art things here.
我觉得还有一个就是因为它我们相对集中。
So because here is like it's a whole package here. You don't need to run from one place to another. So like it's really convenient for like all the main crew, for the films, like all the directors, producers, like actors, to have a really good interaction with the audience. Like yesterday, we just had a interaction with audience after the screening. Like it lasts like 1 hour and 30 minutes. So it's really amazing to have that kind of like communication like between the crew member and audience.
Just getting back to the films that are presented here at the festival, I guess Is there a particular reason why the festival was named Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon in relation to the films that are in the program?
卧虎藏龙是中国文学里面非常具有
In Chinese, like character, that phrase means like motivation and really life and like new power. So it's very encouraging kind of word. And at the same time, it's also a very like have some ancient atmospheres word kind of word, and it's really suitable with this ancient city here. So we like got the permission from An Lee.The director, so we can use that as the name of our festival.
You are from this region, and now if I can just move on from the festival as a final question, how do you think this region influences your work as an artist?
Nowadays, the development in China is very like unbalanced.You know, in the South China, like city like Shanghai, they are very well developed. But here in Shanxi, like it's still developing. So it's kind of different from here to here. But this is my hometown. So I really want to make some contribution to my hometown. And this is also a really big part of China. So that's what I want.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.